This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah عز وجل said أنا عند ظن عبدي بي. Allah said I am to my servant as he believes about me, as he expects of me. In this hadith, we understand that Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to think the best of Him. And that part of your ibadah is to believe the best about Allah and to expect the best from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this is the foundation of your iman. That is, if you know Allah through His names and attributes, asma wa sifat, who is Allah? Somebody comes to you and asks you. They don't know who God is. They're not Muslim. They ask you, who is Allah? What do you say? You say, Allah is this and this and this. What is all of these things that you will say about Him? You will say He's the All-Merciful. He is the one who is filled with mercy and acts with mercy, and every mercy that we see comes from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is absolutely wise, so all of His actions reflect His wisdom. He is the one who does not turn away anyone who asks Him. So if you raise your hand and you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives you. He's the one who has all power, so He can do whatever He wants, and the most generous, so He gives without asking for anything in return. He gives. Even if you don't believe Him, He gives. He's the most generous. If you know Allah Azza wa Jal with all of these attributes, and you know that He does not go back on any promise that He makes, then you'll have the best thoughts about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best expectations from Him, and the best types of belief. So for instance, one clear manifestation of that is when you make dua. What do you believe about Allah when you make dua? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijabah." Ask Allah, pray, make dua, while you're certain that He will answer you. So when you raise your hands and you say, Ya Allah, give me this and this and this, and protect me from this and this and that, you must believe that Allah is listening. And you must believe that Allah is generous and He can solve your problem. And you must believe that when you fold your hands and you take them back, that you come back with something great from Allah Azza wa Jal. Either the exact thing that you've asked for or something better than what you've asked for. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal is generous and He has this divine attribute of shyness. He is shy that when you extend your hands and ask Him, that He would send you back empty-handed. So what is your belief about Allah when you make dua? The best thoughts about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the thoughts that you have about Allah when you get into some trouble? Or imagine that there could be trouble in the future. And you start to panic, and you start to be agitated, uncertain of how you will deal with it. What are your thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jalla at that moment? A believer has the best types of thoughts and beliefs about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he knows that if something bad happens and he calls on Allah, Allah will be with him, and that he will not be alone. And we are in today's age, we're terrified of being alone. I don't know if you have that feeling or not. But we're terrified of being alone, and a lot of us feel alone even though there are a lot of people around us. But a believer knows that he and she are never alone. They're always close to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the first hadith that we mentioned, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, I am to my slave as he expects from me. Allah then says after, وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا دَعَانِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. It says, I am with him when he makes dua, and I am with him when he remembers me. That is, as soon as you say, Ya Allah, Allah is with you. And you're not alone. And you don't have to face any problem alone. And as soon as you say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, Allah is very close to you. And Allah champions those who are close to Him. And when you hear a hadith, for instance, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And know that patience is conjoined to success and victory. And that relief is conjoined to adversity. And that ease is conjoined to difficulty. So it means that if you want to be successful and victorious, if you want to triumph, if you want to succeed, if you want to win, whatever it is your struggle, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you are patient, then married to this patience is success and victory. A promise. So if you, or the shaitan comes and tells you, that's too difficult and you cannot do that, what do you say? They say success is with patience. And as long as I'm patient, I'm promised a good outcome from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if the shaitan comes to you and says, this present difficulty that you're in, or the future difficulty that you will face, who will help you? Prices are rising, wars and conflict, diseases, all of that. What will happen to me, to my wife, to my spouse, to my children, to my grandchildren, the house, the car, this and that? Who will help you with all of that? الفرج مع الكرب. If difficulty descends, relief is with it. It's not far behind. But it requires those who seek it and ask Allah for it, right? Not just simply depend on science or depend on their own ability, but ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Because guess what? There is going to come a time when there is going to be a testing and science cannot solve. And only Allah Azza wa Jal can take away. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Whenever you find difficulty, Allah Azza wa Jal had attached to it ease. So انتظار الفرج, waiting for relief, even though at this particular moment you're in some kind of hardship, but waiting for relief and expecting the best from Allah is a ibadah, is worship. And it's one of the best types of worship because it is about what you believe about Allah Azza wa Jal. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who else other than Allah Azza wa Jal answers the one who is in distress and removes hardship? No one except Allah Azza wa Jal. So investigate and question yourself. What is it that I believe about Allah Azza wa Jal? What is it that I expect of Him? It's all tied to our iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our iman. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us of those who have the best beliefs about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. On the opposite end, those who disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal in various forms of disbelief, they have a wrong belief and expectation, the worst beliefs and expectations about Allah Azza wa Jal. So for instance, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. We did not create the heavens and the earth for no purpose, out of play, batila. That is the belief and the thoughts of those who disbelieve. Meaning they recognize that there is a creator, but they refuse to admit that it has a purpose or there is an end to it, that there is wisdom behind it. And if they were to know and believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is the most wise, they would know that Allah does not act foolishly, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there is a purpose to this creation, a purpose for why you were put on this earth, a purpose for everything that you've gone through and everything that had missed you, whether we know it or not. There is dhannu as-su', dhannu al-jahiliyyah, where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about it. In, for instance, the battle of Uhud. وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. They were the believers. And there also Allah talks about, and then there's a group also who only worry about themselves, not about Allah, not about His Prophet, not about what has happened to Muslims, only worry about themselves. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ. What they're thinking, what they believe about Allah is incorrect. It is a jahili belief and expectation. What is that? يَقُولُونَ هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They say, are we going to receive any of the promises that Allah made or any of the promises that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made? Meaning they know about the promise that Islam will be victorious, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be victorious. But when they see adversity, they lose all hope. And they say, is any of this going to happen? They're very pessimistic and they give up very quickly. And that goes back to their belief about Allah Azza wa Jal and about His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if they were to actually believe, they would not act that way. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the same thing in Surah, in Al-Ahzab and also in Al-Hudaybiyah. They had that type of mistrust in Allah and mistrust in His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the Day of Judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jal will ask the limbs to testify against some of the disbelievers, they will ask, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They will ask their skin, why did you testify against us? Allah Azza wa Jal will tell them, or their skin will tell them, قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah made us speak. And then they say, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِيرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So when they ask, they say, why did you testify against us? They say, Allah made us speak. And then they say, the skin is talking to them, their limbs are talking to them. He said, you did not conceal yourselves from the fact that your limbs could testify against you. You didn't hide your sins from your eyes and ears and skin. You didn't think that Allah knew much about what you were doing. And that one, that belief about Allah is what destroyed you. And you made you among the losers. That is, that type of belief about Allah guided their action. And if you were to know, and if you were to actually believe the time that you are sinning that Allah is watching, you wouldn't do it. You say, what's the proof? Is that if somebody comes in, you'll stop doing it. Right? If there's a sin that you're doing and you're alone, and you're trying to hide, if somebody comes in and is about to discover, you'll cease, you'll stop. Because you don't want to be embarrassed and discovered. If you were to actually believe that Allah is there and is watching, you wouldn't do it. And if you were to actually believe that, your skin is watching and will speak against you, and your eyes will speak against you, and your ears will speak, you would not do any of these things. And the disbelievers thought that Allah doesn't know, so they could do whatever they want, and that type of belief destroyed them. So they're pessimistic, and the believer is an optimist. The believer knows that Allah Azza wa Jal made promises. You see, despite the spread of corruption and falsehood on this earth, the dominance of falsehood on this earth, the ability that you cannot speak the truth today, are you still going to believe the promises of Allah that the Muslims will be uppermost despite our weakness? What thoughts do you have about Allah and what beliefs do you have? Despite all of this, you'll say, yes, I believe that Allah's promise is true. And do you believe that tomorrow for you will be good no matter what's going to happen? If you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, how marvelous the affair of the believer is. Everything that happens to them is good for them. If something, a pleasant thing comes their way, they thank Allah, and that is good for them. And if an unpleasant thing happens to them, they are patient, and that is good for them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here through this hadith is promising you something. If you have iman, tomorrow, no matter what it brings, is good for you. Do you believe this? That tomorrow, no matter what it brings, is good for you. Because you are either thankful or patient. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ فِي الصَّبْرِ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَهُ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And know that you being patient with the things that you hate is a lot of good. So if tomorrow, no matter what it brings, is good for you, even if it brings the worst thing that you can imagine that is good for you, is this a reason for you to be optimist or not? And to thank Allah and to be close to Him and to seek His assistance? That is the believer. And that is how they're supposed to live. And it's all based on knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. If you know Him, you'll expect the best from Him, and you expect the best from Him, you will love Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Him, Rabbal Alameen, to let us know and to teach us who He is truly, to let us know Him through His names and attributes, to make us of those who have the best thoughts and beliefs and expectations about Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of the people of Jannah and our loved ones and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us of those who believe in Your promise, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Make us of those who read Your book and follow the sunnah of Your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask You to forgive us all of our sins, and the sins that we know about and the sins that we do not know about. And enable us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to leave our bad addictions. Enable us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to triumph against the whispers of the shaitan. And make us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, of those who remember You often. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم نسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. وأقم الصلاة. الله